Subject.
Thank God.
Should I tell my sister's shady secret? Dear Stephen Shirley, I found out about a month ago that my sister and her husband are filing for divorce. She said they had irreconcilable differences and asked me not to tell my family because they would not understand. I was extremely upset, but agreed to wait until she told them herself. I texted her husband a few days later to get more details, and he gave the same story. The day after I talked to him, my sister got angry with me and said it had nothing to do with me. She finally admitted that it was his decision to get the divorce because she cheated on him. I told her that she needed to be honest with the family and get therapy. It had been a month, and she still has not told my family or made the therapy appointment. Her husband told me a few more details about the situation recently. He said that my sister had been having unprotected sex with a coworker and then coming home and having unprotected sex with him afterwards. He told us that my sister is still seeing the man she cheated with. She jokes about the whole situation as if it's no big deal, and I don't know if she ever has any intention to tell my family the truth. She lives in a fantasy world where there are no consequences for her actions, and I'm sick of it. My religious family will be very angry and disappointed. They did not raise her to treat people this way. My grandfather owns the house they live in, and my parents paid for her destination wedding in Mexico. Everyone loves her husband and considered him family. My friends tell me that I should continue to be silent because this is not my story to tell. My husband thinks I should drop some hints and let them figure things out on their own. What is my greatest responsibility in this situation? None of your business. I'm sorry. This is none of your business, or it's not your responsibility. What is your greatest responsibility, you ask? Well, it is, and I'm sure you know this already, God, yourself, your husband, your family, community, stuff like that. That's your greatest responsibility. It is not your sister's marriage. It just isn't. Yes, she is dead wrong. Yes, for cheating and for joking about it and still seeing the guy and all of that. We all have trifling people in our family. It's disappointing. It's hurtful when they act up like this. But your sister's a grown woman, and this is her life. I know you love her. I know you care for her. I feel that from you. You feel for her husband. You feel for their marriage. But, you know, you have to stay out of this. You absolutely do. Things will come to light that have been done in the dark. Your family will find out. You could ultimately lose your sister with your meddling. I say let it go. This is not your fight. Steve?
You know, the number one thing that sticks out me in this whole letter is, what the hell do your family got to do with this?
Come on.
The whole damn letter seemed to be wrapped around what she won't tell the family. She won't share the truth with the family. The family don't know. She's still messing around. She still ain't told the family. Who the hell is your family? Who are these damn people? The problem in this letter is way beyond your family. There is a marriage here that is, for all pretense and purposes, over. Let me tell you something about men that I know for sure. We expect to be forgiven for our infidelities. We really do. But we sure are not good at passing out forgiveness if the infidelity is committed against us. Oh, it's an atrocity then. It's a deal breaker. Now, why that is, I have my own theory of why that is. It has a lot to do with how we're wired. That's my thing. You don't give my thing out to nobody but me. But then if a dude go out and get some other sideline thing, you're supposed to understand, because obviously that thing didn't belong to nobody else at the time when we approached it. See, that's an ignorant-ass theory, ain't it? But that's the theory. Now, does it make it right? Absolutely not. Dead wrong. We got a marriage here that's in trouble. Your idea to your sister, though, was what threw me off a little bit. You need to come clean with the family, tell them the truth, and then go have therapy. Therapy.
You know how much therapy I need if I had to go on
there? The hell? You obviously mean marriage counseling.
Yeah.
You obviously mean marriage counseling.
Yeah.
That's had to be what you were talking about when you were talking about therapy.
Yeah.
Second, and then you got all this information. She got mad because you got information from the guy, but you keep talking about this family.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.